Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Menopause Sisters Show, where our host, Nancy Monroe, co-creator of Cool Cami, the only camisole designed to give women relief from hot flashes, and Laura Dankoff, nurse practitioner and author of Seeds for Change, A Path to Health and Healing, will cover topics related to women in various stages of menopause.
They're back. Hey, ladies. They all seem to be in a good mood today.
Yes, they do. At least if they're in my part of the country, it's a beautiful day out.
Oh, me too. It's going to be one of the best days ever so far this year.
Yeah, I agree. It's going to be the best weekend we've had thus far.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was just watching Shark Tank.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if I'm behind shows or whatever, but there's a woman that came on there and she was selling something called PMS Bites.
Oh.
And I'm like, really? Come on. It's bad enough that people say, oh, she's on PMS. Now you're marketing products. But I kind of get why she's doing that. But in her food product made of gluten-free, vegan, are herbs in there that have been known to help relieve symptoms of PMS.
Hmm.
So I thought, okay, I mean, and she was very early into the stage of her business, so it's hard to say, you know, how it's going to go. But so I thought, well, why don't, there's also herbs, obviously, that we talked about in the past for women in different stages of menopause as well. So I don't think I'd want to make menopause bites or that would be a play on words, menopause bites.
Yeah. There's a whole topic right there.
Yeah. Exactly. It's like, oh, wait a minute. Maybe we should. All right, people, you heard it here first. Spontaneous ideas, but now we all claim all rights to it. Trademark, ding, dang. Hashtag PMS Vice Menopause Sisters. Done. All right. Woo, I just dropped the microphone and walked away. All right. That's my Beyonce moment. But, you know, there's so many of them out there. There's so many different ways that they're packaged and the way you can consume them and who knows which ones work. So it's like, you know, very confusing, especially mm-hmm. for people like me that are not in the science field or the medical field to say, oh, you should or shouldn't take this. Obviously, there's no kind of regulation around herbal supplements. So and there's very common ones that people say to take all the time, but do they actually work? And so mm-hmm. I thought today's show would be a great topic of discussion to talk about, okay, what, first of all, are there certain types of herbs or certain labeling that we should be looking for that mm-hmm. signifies that these are actually past some kind of litmus test?
Mm-hmm. Well, just for correction, there is actually regulations around supplements, which people sometimes don't realize.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's important to point out because that's oftentimes what the pharmaceutical companies will argue. Well, there are laws in place around herbal supplements. It's just trying to wield your way through reputable companies or less reputable companies, and that could certainly be true within the pharmaceutical industry as well.
Right.
But first and foremost, just as a disclaimer, always seek out the opinion of your personal health care provider. Anything we provide here is just for information purposes only and not intended to be a replacement
mm-hmm.
or treatment in any individual.
Right.
It is hard to decipher kind of what would be beneficial or not beneficial given your personal symptoms. You know, first and foremost, and this isn't easy to do, is trying to find a health care practitioner that is versed in understanding, really understanding how the hormones work and what things are going to impact the hormone balance. You know, most, I wouldn't say most, but a lot of health practitioners really aren't interested in treating women's
mm-hmm.
hormones
mm-hmm.
Because of its complexity and
right.
Involves the endocrine system, which I think that is like the master system for everything in the body. And I find it really fascinating, and maybe that's why I do a lot of that work. But,
yep.
you want to really do a thorough assessment, make sure there isn't any other underlying issues going on that's contributing to their symptoms, it's important first and foremost to ask about stress and lifestyle and environment. And that really never is getting asked. Instead of what usually happens is, I'm having this symptom. Well, there's this X, Y, or Z pill that can help with your symptoms, and they're usually going to either be a synthetic hormone or some form of an antidepressant. You know, and some of those will provide some relief. But ultimately, it's not getting to the root cause of the situation, and a lot of people don't want to take a pharmaceutical because, one, cost, and the potential risk versus benefit of the drug. But having said that, it really kind of depends. I mean, I personally like to check people's hormone levels first, do a complete assessment. And let's just say they have maybe just a little bit of a low progesterone and they're not in menopause yet, so they're in the perimenopause. So just to clarify the difference between those perimenopauses, those years leading up to menopause. Menopause is when you officially hit the threshold of a whole year without a period. And then that is menopause. Then you're postmenopausal after that. But in the encompassing, we often just refer to it as menopause.
Right.
But a lot of times, you know, what they're experiencing is obviously a drop in their progesterones and estrogens that's contributing to a lot of their unpleasant symptoms. Sometimes it's as simple, particularly in perimenopause, maybe just giving somebody some chaseberry. So that would be the first one I would mention.
Okay.
Chaseberry can help the stimulate the brain to release what's called luteinizing hormone from the brain, which then in turn stimulates your progesterone production. So that's a really nice, easy, gentle way to help. Now, having said that, it can also improve your fertility.
Oh boy.
By increasing.
Wait a minute. Is that the opposite of what people want?
So just a word of caution there. But it really can help with PMS symptoms and maybe regulating people's cycles in some instances in a gentle sort of way. So what's nice about that is it's not going to send your progesterone levels too high or out of range or way out of balance, because that's important to know too. And that's the downside to some of the over-the-counter progesterone creams and oils and things that are out there, because sometimes people think a little bit's great, so a little bit more is a lot better. What I can tell you, that is a big mistake, because it creates a larger hormonal imbalance, because if the body does not metabolize that out well, then the progesterone level gets too high. And that doesn't carry the same risk with it, I would say, as too high of an estrogen, but it does create enough of a hormone imbalance. You might felt better at first, then you may not feel well at all, and then you're a complete mess because you're too out of balance.
Right.
So just a word of caution on that. People are using that, and also DHEA, which is also available over-the-counter, without really truly knowing where their hormones are at, and it could create a bigger problem. So DHEA, which is available over-the-counter, which that's one I would honestly say I don't think should be available over-the-counter. Because it is a hormone, and that hormone will break down into estrogens and testosterone. So, again, people say, well, a little bit's great.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit more is, like, fantastic. Well, most women, if they need DHEA at all, I would say the average dose in a woman might be as little as 5 milligrams.
Oh, that's pretty tiny.
But in men, it could be 10 on the low end. It also comes in 25s and 50s. So just think, if a woman takes a 50 milligram DHEA because they say, you know what, I feel really bad. I know my hormones are out of balance. And my friend told me this would be really great.
Mm-hmm.
So what do they do? They're going to say, I'm going for it. I know I feel terrible, so I'm going to get the 50 milligram. Big mistake, because what happens is, and what I've seen actually happen on testing is I saw a woman's estrone, which is a very potent estrogen, off the charts, as well as her testosterone.
Ooh.
And that is dangerous.
Right.
That puts you at certain health risk, particularly when you're talking about cancers. Even though DHEA is very protective, you do not want your estrone levels off the chart like I saw with her. So that was just some education. It wasn't anything punitive. It was just educating her. And then she got off it. We did a little detoxing and rechecked her, and her hormones were back into her normal range. So we quickly were able to reverse it in her case. But that's just a word of caution with anything. You know, people say, well, it's not a medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it absolutely is. Food is medicine, supplements are medicine, and prescriptions are medicine. So anything that goes into your body is going to have a biochemical reaction of some sort.
Right.
So they all carry risks and benefits, no matter what it is. Then let's say, you know, you're trying to deal with hot flashes, but you don't want to do any hormones, and you don't want to increase your health risk, and just you're looking to get something to help with the hot flashes. Well, Cool Cami is not an herbal, but it's certainly a great substitute to any of that, and that's why you developed it.
Right.
But other ones can be black cohosh. That's very popular out there. It helps with the estrogen balance. Now, if somebody has a history of breast cancer or is at risk for that, I would just caution with anything that's going to affect your estrogen. And then there's estrovera, also known as rhubarb extract, which can also help. I don't think it will take them away completely, but it's going to reduce the frequency with which you have the hot flashes. In fact, I had a gal in the other day. We had checked her hormones and, you know, I did a complete assessment on her. And she really, in the end, did not want to do anything too complicated or too costly and really just wanted to see if there was something she could do for hot flashes. So I recommended Estrovera to her, which is by a company called Metagenics, a good company, which is a rhubarb extract. And her hot flashes really paralleled what they found in their studies. They went down significantly, and the average response was women were having in the study, and this paralleled with her, about 12 hot flashes a day, and reduce them to a couple a day. So that is much more manageable, for sure.
Right.
And that was not, you know, real expensive for her to take, and it didn't have to get too complicated. But also in that, provided education about dietary triggers for hot flashes with her as well, such as carbs and alcohol and also stress can trigger those hot flashes. So that's certainly a viable alternative. You want to, if you're going to buy any supplement, one thing you want to look for is a label called a GMP or a USP on the label. So that means they have met certain quality standards in the development and packaging and also the ingredients that they put into their product.
Okay.
So those are two things to look for on the label, GMP or USP. Then, you know, there are some newer things out there that people probably haven't heard of and maybe I've talked about before. One's called Prairia Mirifica.
Okay.
basically what that is, it's a form of kudzu. Now, not Iowa kudzu, where I live, so don't go out and do that, but it's a very specific kudzu out of Thailand.
Okay.
And that's what the studies were done on, and there are studies on it. but there's a lot of knockoffs of it out there. So you have to be very careful. I always tell women, if you want to do that, it helps modulate hormone balance. And it can be referred to as nature's tamoxifen in a way. It does a similar effect for women that have had breast cancer and protecting them against recurrence. But it helps modulate hormone balance. It can be used in both men and women. And it's a really great alternative. So if you were wanting to look at that product, the two that I would recommend out there, if you want to read about, one is called Amata, and that's A-M-A-T-A. And it is developed by Dr. Christiane Northrup.
Oh, yeah.
She's a gynecologist, and I really respect her and know that she, you know, is a scientist, but also somebody that is
an advocate.
An advocate. Has spent her whole career trying to help women be balanced, not only hormonally, but physically, mentally, and spiritually, and emotionally. So, but she has a form of this product called Amata. The other one is by Solgar, that's S-O-L-G-A-R, and it's called PM Phytogen. So those are the only two versions of that Pereri Mirifica that I would recommend at this point in time. So that's certainly an option for women as well. One other that's good for PMSing and also for hormonal imbalances with menopause and also for men in andropause is Mighty Maca.
Oh, yeah.
And I love Mighty Maca. I think it's a great product, can help with not only hormone balance, maybe even libido, which is a big complaint for a lot of women and men. In menopause or andropause. In fact, that is one product we do have on menopausesisters.com /product. So it's on our products tab at Menopause Sisters.
Yep.
And people can scroll down. I think it's near the bottom of the page on the product page. But that is a great product. And it's easy to use. It's not a pill. It's in a powder form.
Mm-hmm.
And you can either just put 1 to 2 scoops in some water and stir it up and drink it, or you can put it in a smoothie, however you want to do it. But that was developed also by another gynecologist, Dr. Anna Kabeka, when she was starting to experience all the changes with hormones leading into menopause. She was gaining weight. She was tired. She had no libido. I mean, all the things that many women out there are dealing with.
Right.
And it really was a great product for her. She did that and found that product on soul searching, you know, just her in her own personal life. She had a personal tragedy. Her and her husband had lost a son. And she started traveling the world kind of looking for answers and came across it in the Andes Mountains, is where this comes from. But then she's added in some other supporting antioxidants and nutrients into it versus just a standard maca tablet out there, and there's a lot of maca out there in products.
Yeah,
but I think her product's a really good one, and I'd highly recommend that. So we do have that available at Menopause Sisters for that reason. Now, for Dr. Christiane's product, you pretty much have to go to her website to order it. And then the PM Phytogen, I mean, you could go on Amazon and find that one. So those are some options as well. So there are many, many options, certainly, you know, to balance various hormones. Now, what I do usually in my practice, besides doing a complete assessment and checking their hormones, then I'll individualize it to them. Certainly, bioidentical hormones is an option. I don't use a ton of those.
Yeah.
I prefer to try to help people through lifestyle and herbal or homeopathic remedies is my preferred way because I just find it's the safest option out there. And if there's any bioidentical hormone proponents out there, I'm not anti-bioidentical hormones. I just think it's harder to regulate that for a lot of women and can be tricky. And then, you know, most women don't want to be on this stuff forever.
Yeah.
You know, so you have to decide, you know, what do you want and how bad are your symptoms? So it really needs to just be individualized. It might mean just a greater awareness of how our lifestyles are affecting things and what are some things you can do to just support you through the worst part of transitioning into menopause and so forth. So,
mm-hmm. Now, is there, how long should somebody be taking it to notice any effects?
Oh, that's a good question. It depends on what treatment you're using, but I usually tell people you need to give it 2 to 3 months. Most people are going to notice something within the first month of taking any of these.
Yeah.
But to be fair with a lot of these, you've got to give it a full, you know, I would say 3 months of a try. And if you don't notice anything, don't feel any better, you know, that's where you need to really get some guidance. You know, in my area, it's really hard to find people that are versed in this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
To find them, you certainly can find different people on the internet, but sometimes it's better to have that one-on-one, face-to-face. But that, you know, if they're really trying to say, I don't want to do that, I want to figure out and learn this on my own and what I can do, you know, I put my blood, sweat, and tears, you might say, into a program on the 30-day challenge to thriving and surviving menopause. And in there, I give you this information. I give you information about different factors lifestyle-wise and what you can do to help in that direction and what steps you can take. I give you a complete guide on different labs that you can order tests from for yourself, and some of them you have to get through a practitioner, but ones that you can order for yourself. So you, if you're wanting to just know where you're at and in the normal ranges even.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean you necessarily can interpret it outside of that without some guidance, but I give you that information. I give you information on different types of stress management, nutrition, environment, and so it's a complete program that you can do in 30 days, or you can take longer to do that, and we do have that at menopausesisters.com
mm-hmm.
as well. But it's a self-guided program, and there is a ton of information in that program, and it's $97, but quite honestly, it's worth a whole lot
more than
that. But I wanted to really make it affordable. I mean, just think if you go, I mean, how much have you spent on different products and supplements trying to do it on your own without any clear understanding of, I mean, most women have spent way more than that.
Yeah.
So I've made it very affordable for people to get that. So they certainly can look that up and read the complete information on that product and what's all included in that if they want to do that as well.
Right. And then are there ones that you've seen people trying to take or been told to take and you would try to recommend something else or say, no, that's not, who told you that? That kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure there is. Oftentimes that comes down to the pharmaceutical, you know. There's one antidepressant that's often recommended, and quite honestly, I think it's a horrible drug.
Mm.
And I just cringe when I see women that are on it because, one, it's got a lot of side effects potential. It can increase your blood pressure, for one. And the other thing is it's very hard to get a person off of it. You have to take them off it extremely slow.
So I just
cringe when somebody comes in and they were put on that for it. And I say, well, how long have you been on it? Oh, they put me on it 10 years ago. And I'm thinking,
what?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So getting them off of that is really, really difficult often because you just can't stop the drug. You have to be weaned because there's withdrawal from it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd say that's one thing I cringe at. Or if I had one woman come in and she said she was spending $1,000 a month on supplements.
What? Good grief.
That she you know, just went out and was reading on the internet different things to do for her health and her hormones and what have you. And she was spending $1,000 a month, and she was okay with that on everything she was taking. But here's the problem with that. What are all these things doing? How are all these things mixing together and interacting?
Right.
And the misconception is, well, they're not a drug. I mean, they're just supplements. They're
mm-hmm.
healthy. Well, all these things interact with each other.
Yeah.
You could actually be spending $1,000, but they could be canceling each other out potentially.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or they have some little ingredient in it that makes them inert and active. So.
Yep.
It's very complicated, and my experience is key number one, work on stress and nutrition,
mm-hmm.
and then supplement when necessary. And a lot of women are worried, rightly so. You know, we're living longer, and we want to remain active, and we don't want to be crippled up by osteoporosis or heart disease and,
mm, yep.
and things like that. And we don't want to have wrinkles, and we don't want our hair falling out.
What? Where's that fountain of youth?
I know. So, and I think we're all wanting that, but. If your nutrition is good and you remain active and you're getting adequate sleep, those are going to help you more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, there is a place and a time for some of these things. I mean, I drink, you know, my mighty maca powder every day, and I do like it, and I do think it helps my energy and stuff. And that's a simple thing to do.
Yep.
I'm not taking $1,000 in supplements every day.
No.
Or every month. You know. So.
Well, I think just common sense comes into play with some of this, but yeah, you're right. I mean, the internet obviously has been good at helping people get educated, but it's also bad at educating people on the wrong things. So just
mm-hmm.
buyer beware. You know, just take things in moderation. Don't go overboard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and just. Check with your doctor, I mean, or a nutritionist, or,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's lots of...
or an herbalist.
Somebody
that is,
yeah.
that's trained in these things. And knows,
or an acupuncturist.
An acupuncturist are great. They have a lot of information on this as well to tell you what's a good brand, not a good brand, and because there are those things you got to watch for out there, because otherwise if you don't have a good quality brand that's not absorbed well by the body, then you're really wasting your money.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're spending all that money on stuff and you aren't changing your lifestyle, if you're
yeah.
still eating a bad
yeah.
diet,
yeah.
you're still not exercising, you're still wasting your money on those supplements because you're canceling out any benefit by your lifestyle.
Yep. Yeah, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But yes, the Mighty Maca is an easy one. That's a great one, and it's not a pill. So,
yeah.
Particularly for people that don't like to take pills. So.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, I think that's a good place to wrap up our show today. So, again, you know, we'll put links to things that we just mentioned on the show here on our website. So if you go to menopausesisters.com. You'll find, go to the radio show tab, and not only this show, but our past shows, which is a great resource for women out there in different stages of menopause. So thanks, everyone, for listening.